Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Heal Thyself Summit. I'm Sue Erta. I'm your host for this event, and I have the extreme honor of interviewing so many incredible women who are the co-authors of the book, Heal Thyself. And they are here sharing their stories, sharing their lessons that they have learned through their life and that they use, and also the practices that they use in their own life to have really everyday healing and to live in that space of peace and calm and joy in their own lives, even though they might have gone through some pretty tough stuff. And I am so grateful that you, the listeners, are here listening to this, because I know that just by listening, you are on your own healing journey. You are wanting a little bit more out of life. You're wanting to thrive instead of just survive. And this is what these authors are going to share with you. They've lived a lot of life, and I invite you to open yourself up, to be inspired by them, to be empowered by them, because they are amazing women, and they are here for you, for your growth, for your calm, for your ease, and so that you may live on purpose and with passion in your life. And I'm really happy today to be talking with Jackie Ryu, who is one of our co-authors in this book. And Jackie has a lot to talk with you about, so I'm going to go ahead and read a brief introduction of her, and then we'll get started talking with her. Jackie lives in Prince George, British Columbia, Canada. She has 4 grown children and 4 grandchildren so far. She retired from an exhausting corporate job in June 2016 and now lives her passion through encouraging and empowering others to find their own life purpose by overcoming trauma and letting go of the past. Jackie is a practitioner in several bioenergetic modalities and techniques. She is a perpetual student, always eager to progress in her personal growth. With her interest in human nature and psychology, she loves to share her extensive list of resources and tidbits of wisdom on her website and in person. And Jackie, I'm so happy to welcome you today. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm very well today. Thank you.
Great. Well, Jackie, let's start from the beginning. Well, first of all, I just want to mention that the topic that you have chosen for today, your title for your interview, is Transforming Our Lives Through Healing the Past. And I know from reading your story that you have done this. I'd love if you would share a little bit about your personal journey with our listeners and how it's led you to where you are today.
Okay. I had some awful things happen when I was little, and I carried those childhood traumas in the forefront of my mind, like unresolved triggers through a lot of my life. I always wondered, why me? Why did these awful things happen to me? I went through a lot of my life being a victim of all these circumstances and basically reliving those patterns for a long time. It's a real healing of journey to get to a point of understanding that those things that happened are things that I've learned, things I would not have learned if I had not gone through those experiences. And that is my gift in life. It takes a while to understand all that and to be able to turn all that trauma around to be a survivor rather than a victim. And now, because I've been there, I'm able to help others find ways to overcome their traumas. And it doesn't matter if you actually remember those events or not, because sometimes we can bury things and there's still ways to overcome all that so it doesn't affect your life anymore.
Yeah, you know, Jackie, I know that there are so many people who are listening even right now who have had their own trauma in their life. And when you say that you've overcome it and that you've gone through some stuff, like, how long did that take for you? And like, when did you start? Did you start like in your teens, in your 20s, in your 30s?
I think when I look back over my life, one of the analogies that I really like is how our life is a tapestry. And there's a beautiful picture being woven, but when we are going through things, all we see is those tangled knots from underneath. And it's only when we get past things that we're able to look back and see the beautiful picture forming. And in that sense, I think when I look back over my life, there's different points in my life where maybe there was an epiphany moment or some person came into my life or an event happened that kind of changed my path a little bit, that all led me to where I am now.
Yep, it is amazing, because, and I think it's only in looking back that we can kind of connect those dots as you said, you know,
yes,
like that's
exactly.
that's so true. You know, we don't know what we don't know until we know it. And
Exactly.
I think that that's so amazing, really, that we can do that. You know, and so we all do, you know, go through all these things. And as you said, there is a purpose and a reason and, you know, for everything that happens, really. Do you believe, Jackie, that we've all come here with a purpose or a mission?
I think so. Unfortunately, not everyone finds their path for whatever reason. Those of us who do reap the rewards of being in alignment with the universe and all good things, it doesn't mean life is perfect, but we're certainly more in the flow. And there's another analogy. I love analogies, the way of understanding things. There's an analogy that a lot of inspirational speakers share about how before we come to Earth, that we sit up there with God and decide on our life purpose and who the characters in our life are going to be that are going to hurt us and teach us and shape us into who we need to be in order to learn our life purpose. Now, Wayne Dyer had explained this analogy, and it was one of these epiphany moments for me. He explained in his case that he says he was up there with God, and God says, you know, what do you want your purpose to be? And he said, well, I would like to be independent. I'd like to teach people how to be independent. And so God says, okay, well, we will give you an absent mother and an alcoholic father, and you'll grow up in orphanages all your life, and you'll learn how to be independent, and then you can teach other people. I'm like, oh my gosh, that is why I went through all the crap that I did, because now I can teach people how to overcome that.
Hmm. Yep. I believe that's true, too. I feel that way. I remember that story from Wayne Dyer, and I felt the same way about that. It's like, wow, I asked for this, you know,
yeah,
these things
exactly.
happened in my life. Is that even possible? Because, you know, you think about some of the horrific things that people go through, and it's like, did they actually ask for it? And in fact, you know, if we understand it the way that you just explained, it's true. You know, so
yeah.
So we all come here, right, with this purpose or this mission. How can somebody know, Jackie, if they are on the right path for themselves?
That's always a personal thing, and I really think that we can't tell someone else that they are on their own right path because it really is a personal thing. For me, what I always tell people is when you're faced with any kind of a decision, you need to get quiet. You know, go out in nature, do whatever you need to do to get quiet because you have everything you need inside you. And when you finally make that decision, go with one that gives you the most peace. You can't have somebody tell you that you're on the right path. It really is just a personal thing. And another thing that a friend told me last year when I got out of the post office, they told me that heaven sends you a feather, and if you're not listening, they send you a brick. And if you're still not listening, you get a Mack truck. And I thought it was funny because there's been points in my life that, you know, I've just floundered along and then something happens that really gives you a push. And I think this is kind of a way of understanding how some people hit rock bottom before they make a big change as well.
Yep, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Yep. I like that. You know, the feather, the brick, the Mack truck. And, you know, I know I've had some Mack trucks in my life, and it's like, well, why didn't I listen the first time? It would have been a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, goodness. So Jackie, I know you've worked with a lot of clients, and with all of these clients that you've helped, would you say that there's any common obstacle or roadblock that a lot of people seem to be dealing with?
One that I see come up on a lot of people most commonly would be abandonment. And now that I've been through everything that I've been through, there's a lot of times in my life where I felt really lonely. But and I felt abandoned because, you know, you hope that people are there for you. But when you go through loneliness and when you go through abandonment, I think that's really a lesson to learn how to lean on yourself and to become whole yourself before, you know, it's nice to have support of other people, but we're all on our own journey, so we need to be able to do things on ourselves before we can come together as a community.
Hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think about that too. I remember being in a self-help seminar really at one point, and the guy that was up there talking, he said, "Look, there is no knight in shining armor. You know, you are your own prince, your own knight in shining armor. Don't wait for somebody else, you know, help yourself." And I still, that struck me. And what you're talking about is kind of interesting. And I just want to address abandonment for a minute. Abandonment isn't necessarily, you know, like a mother leaving her child, not necessarily. It could also happen in the
No.
form of a breakup of a relationship or even the death of a
Yeah.
loved one, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there can be
Yeah.
many forms of abandonment. Yeah.
Yes. And so so your lesson for your clients is to help them to lean on themselves. Do you also find that once they lean on themselves, that there is help from the community as well and other people?
Yeah, real it, there really is, because when we are reaching out to people and we are so broken, it's kind of a paradox, because you're reaching out in such a way, and it almost is like you come across as a victim to other people. And you don't want to come across as a victim, and the energy that you project out to people, you don't want this to come across as a victim. So when you start to learn to heal yourself, and you understand that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, there's more chance of somebody else being able to help you without getting dragged into your misery, if that makes sense.
It does. Absolutely. And you know, the thing is that, you know, I always think we're more alike than we are different. And there are people out there who are willing to help us. You know, and in fact, you know, Jackie, I know you love to help people, right?
I do.
Yeah, and so do I, and so do most people that I know. So the other part of that is, you know, I think that, you know, asking people for help also is good for other people because it makes them feel good to be able to help us as well.
Yes, exactly. And actually, that was a conference that I was at actually just last year. There's a concept about asking for help that really hit home in this conference. We had to do an exercise of talking to someone else and, you know, sharing something very personal. And the other person, our partner in the exercise, was able to, you know, empathize with us and, you know, help us and stuff, right? And then we had to switch it around, that we were asking for help, but the other person was not allowed, they just had to be deadpan. They could not help. And it was a really helpless feeling to be in that position of not being able to help another person. So when we ask for help, you're actually giving someone else a gift of being able to give.
Yes, I agree. I love that. That's a great way to express that too. Being on that and not being able to help. I like that. So, Jackie, there's this phrase. It's book smart, life dumb. Will you explain that to us?
That was actually explained to me by a counselor a while ago. And what he meant by that was that there are people in life that, you know, go to school and they get so educated and they're so book smart, but they lack life skills. And then there's other people who have got so much life experience, but they have no education. And this doesn't mean that, you know, and education is so glorified or anything, or that life skills are so glorified. It means that there needs to be a balance there. And you know, we come into life and we grow up and we take on all of our experiences. You know, our parents do the best they can in raising us from, you know, even through horrible things, but they're raising us with the best that they have at any given time. So when we get to be, you know, older, we need to sort out what's best for us. And sometimes that comes through education, and sometimes that comes through, you know, expanding our horizons and everything. But there needs to be a balance between, you know, getting education, whether that means actually going to school or just reading books, or, you know, going to conferences or learning, or even through this summit. You know, you're getting other people's opinions of how to get through things.
Yep, absolutely. Balance is important. I love that. So, you know, Jackie, your title of this interview is Transforming Our Lives Through Healing the Past. Now, why is it so important to resolve our challenges with our past?
Because our past becomes our shadow. And there was actually a really good documentary that I watched a few years ago. It's called The Shadow Effect. Debbie Ford was the one who spoke through quite a bit of that, but it's a really good documentary, and it explains how a lot of things that happened to us in our past, if we don't process through and deal with those kind of things, it becomes our shadow. And like it says in the documentary, if you do not deal with your shadow, it will deal with you, and those things will come up in your life.
Yep, so true. I mean, it's with us no matter what, you know, and if we try to stuff it and push it down, it just comes back to kind of bite us. And yeah, dealing with it is super important. Yep, I love that. Now, you know, Jackie, is that something, that's what you work with your clients on, right? Is helping them to heal their past?
Yeah. That's really a good focus in being able to heal our past, because if it's not resolved, we carry it forward in the forefront of our mind. What needs to happen is to release that past, release the emotional charge that's connected with those memories, and be able to just take the lessons from those experiences and move forward from that.
Absolutely. And I guess, you know, for me, I know, and so many people that I've worked with and dealt with, you know, forgiveness is a big part of that. Can you tell us, why is forgiveness so important or critical or maybe even necessary?
Forgiveness is very important because, like in my case, I've had perpetrators in my past. And for a lot of years, I hated them. I resented them. I resented the things that happened to me. And it wasn't until I came to a point of understanding they're on their own journey as well. You know, the whole analogy of choosing the players in our life or the characters in our life. It's a really, really hard concept to understand that maybe at some spiritual level, I chose those people to hurt me and to shape me that way. So you have to come to a point of being able to forgive those people for those things that they did to you, and understand that those things were done for you, because anger and resentment, they're really poison to our soul. You need to let go of them.
Absolutely. This has been great. I've really enjoyed talking with you, Jackie. I just wonder if you have any final words for anybody that's listening right now that is wanting to heal their past and release some of that, maybe forgive things that have gone on in their past. What would you give them as just a very basic piece of advice or some information?
When you're going through the midst of it and you're listening to some of these inspirational talks and stuff, often you think, oh my God, how can you even get to that point? There is hope, and you will get to that point at some point. It does happen. It just may not look like it at the moment. You may be looking at the underside of that tapestry with all the knots and the threads, but you need to understand that those dark times are what enhances all the beautiful colors and the picture in your life.
Beautiful. I love that. There is hope. Well, Jackie, thank you so much. I really appreciate this. I know that our listeners would like to know how to contact you after the interview. What is the best way for them to reach you?
Through my website at www.ladybugwellness.ca. And I have so much information in there. I've actually had that website since 98. Just anything that I found that has helped me, little tidbits of wisdom, notes, resources, anything, I've put it into that website. And then, you know, a few years ago when I actually started Ladybug Wellness, I put all my information of my bioenergetic modalities and techniques in there as well. But there's a ton of stuff in there to see and to learn, and that's how you find me too.
Okay, terrific. That's ladybugwellness.ca. All right. Well, Jackie, thank you so much. I so appreciate you sharing all this information with us today on the summit. Also, for sharing your story in the book. Your story is incredible. I know I was riveted when I was reading it, and I felt pulled in by emotion. And I really know that our listeners who are wanting to read this book will want to read that story and really be transformed by your story. So thank you so much for being a part of this whole project.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be part of it. Thank you.
You're welcome. And listeners, thank you for doing this too, because we know by you listening to these incredible interviews and this information that these women are sharing with you, you're opening up yourself, your heart, your mind, your spirit, really. And the collective consciousness of you doing this along with all the other people doing this is really raising the vibration of the world. So thank you so much for healing yourself, because you are helping the whole world in doing that. And I also invite you to come to our website on June 15th and purchase this book, Heal Thyself. That is our launch date, June 15th. Come to our website, which is healthyselfwisdom.com. It will direct you to Amazon to purchase this book. When you come back to our website with your Amazon receipt number, and you'll receive a whole bunch of amazing gifts from our authors and our partners that are there for your growth, for your healing. So I invite you to do that. I also invite you to continue to listen to this summit. It is incredible. There's so much great information and great energy shared here. And I know that we're doing this for you. And I thank you for being a part of it. Have a great day, everybody. Bye for now.